Jeremiah chapter 31. The Lord appeared to us in the past. He said, I have loved you with a love that lasts forever. I have kept on loving you with a kindness that never fails. Verse 3. The words of this verse invoke me in the memory of my father playing the piano and singing these words in a chorus that we very quickly learned. By singing it repeatedly, the knowledge of his stubborn love and his continued mercy was affirmed in me. When we shout of joy in our victories, verse 12, or cry in moments of great pain, verse 13, his constant love makes us glad in our achievements and comforts us in our defeats, and his overarching mercy embraces us in both. His love possesses us and allows us to possess him. I will be their God, and they will be my people, verse 33. And in his grace we are forgiven, because they will all know me, from the least of them to the greatest, declares the Lord. For I will forgive their wrongdoing and never again remember their sins. Verse 34. God took the initiative. He manifested himself to me a long time ago. Verse 3. Several translations say he appeared or was shown from afar or from a distance. Neither time nor distance limits God's love. O love that will not let me go, I rest my weary soul on thee. I give thee back the life I owe, that in thine ocean depths its flow may rich or fuller be.